Sport on RTE Radio 1 with the new Sportage plug-in hybrid, now at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
Here with the sport now is Pádraig Lodge.
Good morning again, Rachel. Crowds gathered in large numbers in Kilkenny City last night to congratulate the Kilkenny Camogie team on their All-Ireland win on Sunday. The homecoming reception organised by Kilkenny County Council involved an open-top bus and was centred on the city courthouse. It represented a welcome change from Kilkenny's last win in 2020 when COVID restrictions meant no homecoming event could take place and the team wasn't allowed to take the O'Duffy Cup home. The key moment, which saw Denise Gall score the winning point from a late free, was made possible by Gall spending many hours practicing frees every night. That's according to Kilkenny's 12-time All-Ireland winner Anne Downey. Downey is a former manager and her sister Angela is part of the current management team.
I couldn't speak highly enough about Denise, and even going back to when we won 2016 in that semi-final against Galway, I mean, she scored incredible frees that day in Thurles. And you know, the easy thing for her to have done was to say to Katie, put the burden of responsibility on a young person's shoulder and say, look Katie, you take it. But you know, Denise is just so laid back at times, like she'd nearly fall over. But you know, she had confidence in her own ability, and I know from speaking to Angela that after the semi-final she was in the pitch probably every night with 100 sitters, you know, taking frees from every angle. And you just have to have that belief. It comes back to belief, belief in your own ability. She wasn't going to turn into a bad player overnight. And, you know, what Denise has done for Camogie and Kilkenny, it's unreal. Her strength and her conditioning this year has been unbelievable. Probably she, when I was there, she might have been the laziest person in the on the pitch, you know, didn't really like training, loved taking the scores, loved taking the frees, but her willingness this year to work and to do the hard grafting, and that was really evident in the last 5 minutes of the game yesterday.
That's Anne Downey. The Camogie final brought an end to inter-county Gaelic games for the year, but the president of the Ladies Gaelic Football Association, Micheál Nochtain, has already indicated that the LGFA will consider moving the conclusion of their season into August next year. In comments before their final, Nochtain said they had been competing with other sports for media coverage in a condensed space this year, and moving the season back would give the women's game the recognition, airtime and coverage it deserves. Conor Laverty has been appointed as the new Down football manager. The Kilcooman replaces James McCartan. His backroom team will include 2010 All-Star Marty Clark. It was also announced last night that Mickey Graham is to remain as Cavan manager for two more years and Kieran Donnelly is staying on as Fermanagh manager. League of Ireland champions Shamrock Rovers have arrived in the North Macedonian capital Skopje for tonight's Europa League qualifier against Skopje. The Hoops are 3-1 up from the first leg and are strong favourites to gain the victory, which would secure a financial windfall of at least €3 million. Striker Rory Gaffney is confident Rovers can progress, having done the hard work in Tala last week.
It was a funny game. You know, the, when you watch the first half and the second half, it, you know, if you watch the second half, you would have said that they were the better team and they were the team that won 3-1, but thankfully, Gary O'Neill produced a bit of magic at the end. You know, and it gives us, I suppose, a little bit of a cushion. The gaffer has spoken about it in detail over the last few days. The performance has to be better. And I like to think if we do improve on our performance last week, that I can't see us losing. Can't see us losing the game anyways by more than two goals. And saying it wasn't the perfect performance last week. So if we improve, I think we'll be in a good place. You know, you wanted to go as far as you could in the Champions League and the same with the Europa League, but you know, this new competition does give, you know, clubs, especially like Shamrock Rovers, you know, just an opportunity, an extra opportunity to have a European adventure.
RTÉ has announced live television coverage for St Patrick's Athletics Europa Conference League qualifier against CSKA Sofia at Tallaght Stadium on Thursday night. The game will be shown on the RTÉ News channel. Well-known commentator John Motson has criticised the BBC's decision to drop the classified football results from radio at 5 o'clock on Saturdays. The results had been read out in the slot since the early 1950s and usually took 5 minutes of airtime. The BBC said it was moving to a shorter, pacier radio programme and the results would be available online. People are liking it to the shipping forecast as a therapeutic listen, but it's obviously...
Yeah, I have to say I'm doing major eye rolling here. I was always kind of fond of it. It was your woman in recent years, wasn't it? Charlotte
Green.
Yeah, who used to read the news on Radio 4, and she's such a beautiful voice. There's something, you know, the intonation, the da-da.
Yeah.
Anyway, gosh, is nothing sacred.
No, that's it. A lot of the games aren't finished by 5 o'clock now with later games for television, so it's... Obviously, this is an end of an era, very much. With warm weather on the cards, Tramore Racecourse has purchased a misting machine for their parade ring to ensure it remains cool for horses and personnel at their four-day festival, which starts on Thursday. Additional water stations will be put in place in the stable yard. Eric Donovan will fight for a European title in Belfast next month. The Athai Southpaw will take on Cahill Elhandry for the European Union Super Featherweight title on the 24th of September. And the Birmingham Commonwealth Games came to an end last night with boxer Dylan Eagle carrying the Northern Ireland flag at the closing ceremony. His team is coming home with 18 medals. For the first time at a major multi-sport event, there were more medal events for women than men, and the Games also saw the biggest integrated para-sports programme, with more para-sporting events than ever before, sharing the stage with non-disability sports.